traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I tell you what, Dylan Dennis, I got a motherfucking message for you. My boy Logan Paul will put it on your ass.
I mean, bro, the U.S. government loses lawsuits all the time, bro. Okay. Even America. U.S. citizens lose lawsuits. Lawsuits are not laws. Fuck.
Strong,
it's early.
Man. Strong.
Oh, it's early.
Welcome back to Impossible, number one podcast in the world. Next week's world.
Is that really how you feel?
I don't like the mornings.
I heard you say something yesterday that I want to bring up right away.
Go.
I heard you say at probably 12:30 a.m., I'm having a bad day. And if I'm going to have a bad day, everyone else is going to have a bad day.
You heard me?
Yes.
Fuck.
Why do you live attitude. Like that? Bro, that sucks.
I walked in the house 12:30 a.m. after just like a shit storm of really unfortunate events. And I professed to the at the top of my lungs so everyone in the house could hear, mm-hmm. I'm having a bad day, which means all of you fuckers are having a bad day.
That sucks, man.
Yeah, but bro, come on, we're a team, right?
Nah, I had a great day.
Hey, come on, ride or die.
I'm not playing into your bad day.
Mac, ride or die.
We just talked about this, bro.
Bro, like minds think alike.
I'm here for you, and I'll make your day better.
But yeah?
I'm not
what are you going to do for me at 12:30 a.m. that's going to make my day better?
Tell you to shut up and go to bed.
Wow. You supply, yeah. You pointed me in the direction of the marijuana, which I smoked. Yeah, every time I smoke and I talk about it, the comments are like, we fucking get it, Logan, you smoke. Yeah. I'm still new to it. I made my first joint last night. I had to do it myself.
You're like the 12-year-old behind Westlake High School, like smoking for the first time out of a foil pipe. And you're like, guys, you want to try some more of that? Let's smoke more pots later, guys.
Josie rated it 3 out of 10, she said.
Did you hand roll it or did you pack a...
No, I packed a what is it called? A cone?
A cone? You 3 out of 10 to cone?
Come on, guy.
Hey, all you got to do is stick weed in there, dude.
Surely there's some sort of learning curve for this. You can't expect
not
to
for
be
a cone for a rolling your own J maybe, but like for packing a cone, it's kind of like making a sandwich, bro. If you 3 out of 10 that shit, you're fucking.
I saw someone arguing that you can't call yourself sober if you're just blazing that bush.
I did see some comments like that because yeah, we did. We took the sober plunge. You more than me. I'm. My rules were I'm gonna remain sober unless I'm at my ranch, I'm on vacation, or at Coachella. The latter two have not never happened. So yeah. I've drank. Maybe,
but you're
maybe
talking sober from alcohol, and there's a difference.
So we looked this up when we talked about like what does the word sober mean?
Yeah, it's a definition, man. But there's a principle behind it, right?
Look, bro, I'm a man of words. Okay, God. Sober, not affected by alcohol, not drunk. Alcohol. So yeah, man, I'm a blaze if I feel like it. And my life, if everyone who knows me is about experiencing and trying things
in excess.
In excess, seriously, going to the extreme. Yeah. And I'm fully absorbing this phase of my life because I know it's just a phase where, yeah, I'm smoking, dude. So what?
Listen, Mom, you can't tell me what to do.
So what, dude?
This is my life.
I'll stop eventually, but...
And I want to smoke pots.
Not at this moment. All right, guys, you know, it's noon. We started the podcast a little earlier today because I have some stuff to do. We all have some stuff to do. We're all pretty busy. Mike, I want to talk about this vlog you posted because it really brings up some emotions for me. This In-N-Out mukbang.
Bro. So as some people watching this know, I'm obsessed with the conversation about who is the true champion of what I call the moderate speed burger chain vertical.
Yeah.
Who is it?
Yep.
And this is a majorly fiery conversation. People are willing to take literal shots at motherfuckers about this stuff.
I'm one of them.
And you've got four players, all right? You've got, I'll take them from the worst up first. Whataburger, In-N-Out, Five Guys, and Shake Shack. You got four players. And they're all players, and they all got something that makes them special. but a couple of them have things that make them a little bit more special than the others. And this past week, we did the third one I've done on the night shift so far. And we did In-N-Out, a mukbang. We did a couple's mukbang with Logan being the fifth wheel at In-N-Out. And the result of it was this vlog where we talked about In-N-Out versus Five Guys versus Shake Shack. And you guys know this conversation is so important to me. But this one, for whatever reason, drove people in flocks to text me and Logan. Our relationship is splintered as a result of what you said about In-N-Out. That is a regional mainstay. How dare you?
Normally, I'd be, I'd try to like fight for those relationships. If you have the audacity to tell me that In-N-Out is number one on your list, I don't want to be friends with you. You're not a person I would consider an amigo. In-N-Out is so vehemently overrated.
Nice. Wow. Nice word.
It is ridiculous how people actually fight to defend the integrity of In-N-Out burgers and specifically their fries. Are you kidding me?
That's where you got it right. That's where you got it right, and that is where they lose. The burgers can play. They can play. I believe they fall a little short of Five Guys, and they fall very short of Shake Shack as well. But where they truly lose and where they truly get stuck in the number three, maybe even the number four spot, is the fries. Yep. You are talking about some of the most cookie cutter bullshit french fries on the market. Pretty generic. Yep. Logan told me that they could come out of a Barbie playhouse and they're put in a microwave and served. And this is even when you do them animal style with the cheese, the onions, and the special sauce. Yeah. They are upgraded cardboard, put into a cardboard container, and you sit there and you eat a refrigerator box.
I don't know, like Stas texted us. Yep, Stassi. It was getting in my face, and I had to stand my ground. I said, look, I've severed friendships today because of this exact conversation, and I'm willing to do that with you.
Yep.
What am I missing? Help me understand.
Here's what it is. The easiest way to explain it is In-N-Out is the only one of the big four that produces a feeling. I landed in LA for the first time. I'd never seen the beautiful rolling hills, the palm trees, and there was In-N-Out, dude. Yeah. The beautiful sign, and I rolled in down on Inglewood right after I left the airport, and I got my hands on a double double and some animal style fries because all my friends who had been to Cali told me all about it, and I'll always remember that sunny day. It was 82 degrees, and I was in a rental that I got from LAX, and it was right before I went to the beach for the first time, and it made this feeling inside me that I'll never forget. Yeah. And when you fight feeling with food, it's trouble. Yeah. It's trouble sometimes. And yesterday it got so deep that I was on Twitter fighting fascism with food.
Shut
this
up.
Conversation just kept going. People said, some guy said, well, if it's not as good as it is, how come it has such a fanfare? How come it has such a large fan base? And somebody responded to that. Nazism had a fan base too, and it wasn't good either. Yeah. And then somebody commented after that and said, are we having a conversation comparing food to fascism right now? And I said to that, this is exactly the kind of conversation I want my content to create. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Food versus fascism.
I got a word that Mike might like. It's brand loyalty.
Oh, In-N-Out is strong.
In-N-Out, California origin, right?
Yep.
You grow up, your parents take you to In-N-Out because they're like, I got to get this kid some sort of food. So they take you to In-N-Out. You get the fries, you get the burger and the little kid drink, and you're having so much fun because you're a kid. You grow up, you're like, where should I go get food? Oh, I used to always love
In-N-Out. It gives you that nostalgic feeling.
But then, when did Five Guys start creeping in? Probably pretty recently, huh?
A decade ago. Yep.
Yeah, but even then, you know, go back 20 years, you got kids, you're feeding them In-N-Out. I hate to interrupt you.
Yeah. We have a very important guest calling in right now. Really important surprise special guest.
Ask him, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Henry in Cejudo. Henry Cejudo. One of the greatest combat sports fighters of all time. He fought this past weekend at UFC 249. He won, third time defending his belt. Double weight champ. This dude's amazing, and he just retired, and he's calling in right now via Zoom. So I'm gonna bring him in here. Let's see what happens.
Henry.
Looks like you.
Oh, whoa. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I think we have to.
He's probably got
to. Are you there, Logan?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
The greatest of all time is here.
Let's go.
let's go. Henry, that's what we've been saying, dude. I think he's like, I'm officially with the clowns. join the circus. Welcome to the circus.
That's fucking funny.
How you doing, man? Where you at right now? You taking some time off after the big win?
Yeah, taking bullshit.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm officially retired, man. Retired or retarded? I don't know which one.
Maybe both. Maybe both.
Have you gone golfing yet? I feel like that's a good retirement activity.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You don't know if you have any extra spare sticks. What are they called? Golf clubs?
Yeah, I don't golf. I don't. No. But wait, I have a question, Henry. What? Let's just dive into it. Why you retire when you're quite literally on top and have defended your title for so long? I feel like you're peaking.
Yeah, I would agree, Logan. I would obviously, but there's a satisfaction, man, when you do something that nobody's ever done. And I think every fighter's dream, it's like a girl, it's like a virgin for their wedding. You know what I'm saying? Like, like before they give it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a purity when you're able to defend both belts. Nobody's won the belts but me, an Olympic gold medal. And you're just saying goodbye, man. It would have to be worth it, man, for me to come back. So if I could just sum it all up, man, I'm satisfied, man. I'm full. I don't have a chip on my shoulder, man. Like, you know what it feels like to be king?
Yeah.
I know what it feels like. And the shit feels good.
I like the idea of going out on top. That leaves a really powerful and hard to recreate legacy. So I like that for you, man. You mentioned
and plus, Logan, I talk too much shit, man.
Wait, what do you mean? That's good. That's you got to sell the fight.
Oh, you do, but you know how many people would fucking troll me as soon as if I was to lose, shit. Look at Ben Askren, George Masvidal. For the rest of his life, man, I love Ben. Ben will for always be ridiculed and known for that freaking knee.
And
an exceptional wrestler, was undefeated. I mean, the dude had everything to pretty much to gain, and he just freaking he lost in a very devastating fashion. That's what he's got to live for.
Yeah,
I have a question for you, Henry. The infamous and famous Kanye West once said, "Don't leave when you're hot." That's how Mace screwed up, and it begs the question: are you sure, man? Like, what is? Are you sure there's nothing else you want in this sport before you lay it down?
Shit, I'm trying to get to that. And like Uncle Logan over there, and he throwing a couple zeros, man.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'm trying to be on the Forbes list, like Uncle Logan.
Do you have a plan for that? Because you're still incredibly healthy, and you're young too. Like you, what now?
Well, I'm gonna get into real estate. I want to get into real estate.
I thought he said roller skating.
I'm sorry. Fuck, maybe. You guys
see me out there. So what's your catch? Is it if you don't buy the house I'm trying to sell you, I'll beat the shit out of you?
Shit, man. It might. I hope it'll turn into that. I hope it'll turn into some freaking Italian movie like that. I want to do other things in life, man. Since I was 11 years old, I've been competing at the highest levels, man. And everything that I've done since 11, like not even exaggerating, since 11, I've never stopped, man. I won the U.S. Open national title at the age of, as a senior in high school, the first to ever do it.
Damn.
I forewent college. I was like, which is crazy because my wrestling credentials are like way more impressive than what I've done in UFC, because I forewent my college career to train for the Olympics. So 2 years out of high school, instead of going to Iowa State to a major Division I, says I'm going to become a professional. I'm going to take money and I'm going to put my eggs in becoming the best in the world. And 2 years after I graduated high school, I won the Olympic Games, man. So I became the youngest in history to ever do that. So
Henry,
my whole life, Logan, has been an adventure. My whole life has been competition, man. I'm looking forward to that next chapter in life, man.
I totally get that, and you say what you just said with such nonchalance, and that's a really hard thing to do. How do you stay hungry after all these years of training and practice and getting hit in the face and having to work out and the discipline? You can't party, you have a bedtime, you have to go to training camp. Like, where does that fuel come from?
Well, the fuel now that I'm retired, are you talking about when I was
when you were doing all that, which was what, as of 4 days ago?
Yeah, no, it's and a lot of people actually think I'm joking when I'm doing this, but no, I did it in wrestling. When I retired in wrestling, I never came back, but I was extremely young. You can hear it from Daniel Cormier because he mentioned it. But honestly, it was goal setting. It was you win a world title in the UFC. Okay, what's next? Obviously, I got to defend it with the biggest dog. I did that. What's next? I defend your title. I said, give me another belt, man. I want some. So there's always goals that I would set on top of myself. And then the last goal that I had was for me to be pound for pound, but I just don't think, that politically, I love John, but he's been having a bunch of split decisions, and then Khabib never fights.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how the hell am I going to have the opportunity to be pound for pound the best in the world if these things ain't giving me a chance, but if I'm finishing people? My last four opponents I freaking knocked out, like all of them.
And I know.
You guys are getting freaking simple decisions.
It was makes me sick. we've seen all your fights. He actually beat TJ, who we had in the show.
Oh, Dillashaw.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question.
Dildo Shaw.
Hey, that's what I wanted to hear from you, because I want to ask you a question about shit talking. As soon as you announced you were retiring, internet loudmouth Dylan Danis said nobody really cares. What and he just talks shit nonstop. What are your thoughts on Double D there?
Shit, I tell you what, Dylan Danis, I got a motherfucking message for you. My boy Logan Paul will put it on your ass. honestly, Logan, from what I saw, dude, I saw you spar against Poashinya. I saw bits and pieces of that. Dude, I would put my money on you. And he's a mixed martial artist. He's been in the game for a while. He's kind of a better training partner. I don't see him beating you, bro.
Nah.
I really don't. I don't even think in MMA, bro, with your wrestling credentials, and obviously you got your hands, dude. I saw your fights against, I've seen you box before. Dude. Yeah. You're legit, bro.
Thanks, man.
And I just don't think Dan Dennis, man, would I think he's just a fucking troll, man, honestly.
Now he is. He's like the MMA equivalent of like a really disgusting piece of gum that's stuck on the underside of your shoe. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm so enthusiastic about peeling the gum off. Like, let the gum be the gum on the bottom side of the shoe. I don't know if people want to see that fight. There's so many people I could fight. Like, let's be honest, who the fuck is Dylan Danis? Like, we say him, no one's going to know who he's talking about, and he's going to have some shit to say because of this, but he's just the guy who runs his mouth, so I don't know.
Yeah, but I think the angle is he's Conor McGregor's, he's one of Conor McGregor's girlfriends, and you want to beat him up.
I got you.
You want to become the first intergender world champ.
his Twitter bio just says icon. Is he, would you say he's an icon?
Yeah, for sure, man. Totally, man.
Yeah, but you know what? It's almost like I'm almost somewhat of a fan, because he don't give a shit.
He don't give a fuck. Yeah. He don't give a fuck.
You gotta respect motherfuckers. You gotta respect people like that. He still give a fuck.
Facts.
All right, man.
Facts. I saw you chirping at our boy Ryan Garcia as well.
Ryan Garcia, first man, you guys, I'm talking to all your boys, Dildo Shaw. you guys gotta make me come up with a better name for Ryan Garcia.
But, are you gonna box him?
If the princess wants it, I'll make him bend the knee, just like I made everybody else, and we can box.
Damn, I want to see that so bad.
Ryan's got hands.
Ryan's a bad man, dude. I'm telling you, bro.
Ryan's got hands, but I got a big shoe.
Oh, you talking about? Oh, he's talking about a real fight, like MMA.
Nah, I'd probably be boxing.
It has to be.
The crossover the other way is
doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I would box him out. So if Ryan Garcia wants some of this smoke, he's the one that mentioned me. He's the one that called me out.
He's hungry. I've been texting him, and the quarantine is making him really adamant to get in the ring. Like he wants to fight.
Yeah, but he's picking the wrong fight, man.
Is there any background on that kind of David versus Goliath situation? Like has any like small person ever fought a giant man in a boxing match before?
Always.
Who is it?
I think like the first UFC.
You guys know how tall Ryan Garcia is?
Like 4'6", I would say, and he's like maybe 120 soaking wet, dude. I think you could probably pick him up with that one hand.
Ryan?
He's a small. He's fat. He's light. He's a lightning.
What are you
ball.
Talking about? Ryan's like 5'10".
Yeah, 5'10". Is he that tall?
5'10"? Nah, mm-hmm. Ryan. Yeah, right. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but what does he weigh?
Is he 5'10"?
Yeah, it's 5'10", probably 135.
I'm gonna look up this.
I had no idea the stack shit that high.
Oh my god!
Wait, Henry, how tall
You're
are you?
Tired, Henry.
How tall are you?
Let it go.
How tall are you, Henry?
I'm 5'4" of twisted steel and sex appeal.
Wait, how tall? How tall?
Henry's 5'4".
He's five. No, how tall is he really?
Henry is 5'4".
Well, I've dramatically flopped here. The and I met him in person. Why do I not remember that?
But you know what? This is what I'm going to say. Yeah, of course, I am short. But even with short guys, you will have problems. Why? Because the reach is different. So as much as Ryan's reach would be weird for me, my height and my stature would be weird for him too. So it almost equals out in some sense.
Henry... puberty. Henry, what was it like fighting in an empty arena last weekend?
It was actually nice, man. I think as a fighter, as a competitor, as a true competitor.
Yeah.
Not some motherfucker that wants to hit the crowd, but as a true competitor, it was very real when it comes to a fighter following directions. Because I was able to hear his corner and then my corner. And it's almost like both fighters fight, but it's also like both corners are also like in this battle war.
Wow.
So that's what I took. It was cool, man. It was special. Like it really was. Like the crowd is awesome, dude. I would prefer with the crowd, but it was a really neat experience for me to be able to see. And you can go back and watch the tips and you can hear the commentary. You can hear my team and their team kind of battling with different code words, man, which is super cool.
Y'all had code words.
Yeah, we have code words. Wow. Like I'll give you an example. Pumpkin. You know, pumpkin means fucking shooting ahead.
Okay.
Know, shooting at the head because of pumpkin.
Yeah.
Spaghetti means, you know, kicking the shit out of his leg.
So let me get this straight. Your coaches are in this empty arena just screaming, pumpkin spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Exactly. But it sounds weird to a lot of people, but really it makes sense.
No, yeah, you have to do it.
I fought a lot of people where I could hear their coach say, "Hey, look, get that left kick going," and fucking left kick comes, and I'm knocking him out because I'm hearing these dudes tell them exactly what to hit, and these dudes are listening to the coaches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so even when I knocked out Dominic Cruz with that knee, it was my coach. You can hear my coach say, "Pumpkin," and I went for a pumpkin, and fucking caught him diving in, and that was it.
Unbiased opinion: you think the stoppage was correct? 2 seconds left in the second round, right? And he was saying he was getting up, so they shouldn't have stopped it.
It was a good stoppage, man. I was going to hurt him regardless.
I agree, actually. I doubled down on that one. I thought that they stopped it at a good point. Hey, Henry, when we went to Vegas and we had that pizza dinner together, you were kind enough to let me hold your two belts, which was awesome. Like truly, like, thank you for that. That was a once in a lifetime experience. And then also I found out your Olympic gold medal that you had won, youngest person ever to win an Olympic gold medal, burned, I understand. It was burned in a house fire and you lost it?
Yeah, so this was back in 2017. It was 2017. This was like the biggest fire in California history. This was the Santa Rosa fire.
Oh shit.
You guys remember that?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Honestly, it happened a couple of years ago. Everything went down. Mm-hmm. So I was out there for a charity event, for a big charity event with some of the biggest stars. Man, I didn't know why I was there, man. Because you had Hall of Famers like Jerry Rice. You had Joe Montana, Steve Young.
Yeah.
Like all these Barry Bonds, like the biggest celebrities are the biggest legends on earth. And I was invited to it. And that night, we had wine, which I never drink wine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm more of a beer guy. But anyway, it was a wine event. So I drank wine. I got back to the hotel maybe about 11 o'clock. And I told my team, hey, I'm going to go to sleep, guys. I have to wake up early at 7 a.m. So then I go to my room. I take a shower. I'm in my bath towel. And I was so tired that about midnight, I fell asleep just because of the wine. About 2:30 a.m. hit. And I'm hearing the alarms from the freaking hotel. And I'm just like, you know, I looked outside the window, everything was fine. I looked outside my door. I'm just like, man, this is just, you know, somebody just happened to hit the alarm. So I'm going back to sleep. So I put the pillow over my head. And I went to my side and I pretty much just kind of slept through the alarm.
Oh, shit.
2:30 comes around. Now, this time I wake up. But this time I wake up coughing, man. This time I wake up coughing and sweating. And I'm thinking I'm dreaming again, bro, because I went to sleep drunk on some wine, on some genuine.
Yep.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So then I wake up and I go to try to turn on the lights from my hotel room. And when I go and try to turn on the lights from the hotel room, the freaking lights from the hotel room weren't turning on. And I'm thinking I'm dreaming because at this point I couldn't breathe, bro. Keep in mind, too, I'm in a towel. Now I go to see outside of my bedroom to see, you know, what's going on. And when I go outside to see, look at my bedroom from my bedroom window, 3/4 of the hotel that I'm in is on fire. It's probably about 5-6 rooms from getting hit. The cars in front of me, there's 2 cars in front of me and they were both on fire. The houses that were in front of me, it was all on fire.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Tripping out, man. So keep in mind, at that point, I had brought my Olympic gold medal, my Olympic ring, my Olympic belt. Like, I brought my most important memorabilia. And, you know, I couldn't breathe no more. So what I did is I was freeballing it too, man. So I put my slacks on from the night before. I opened up the window from the two-story hotel. And I jump off, dude. I jump off the two-story building. And when I jump off, a freaking branch, my right foot catches on fire. Because there was hot lava everywhere, dude. I wish I could exaggerate. My right foot catches on fire. I put it out, man. I start walking up to this hill to try to see a view. Now I'm walking around, dude. I'm seeing these buildings. I'm seeing these cars. Remember, I saw a freaking cat. That was on fire, like some crazy stuff. Like something out of a movie, bro. And I remember walking up and I remember praying to God. I was like, God, maybe I'm not the best Christian, but Jesus, man, I don't deserve to die like this.
Yeah.
I'm over here kind of like, you know, I'm hyperventilating a little bit. Like it's a crazy feeling to almost die in a fire like that. So then I go on top of this hill, you know, California.
Yep.
And then I see the freeway. And then I saw there's a cop car there. And all around me, bro, keep in mind, it was a brush fire. There was fire everywhere. So then once I saw that cop car in the middle of the freeway, I started running down it like fast, bro. Like Speedy Gonzalez. I'm not even a Mexican thing, man, but I was just, you know, I was just like, dude, I got to get out there, man. Because it's almost like the city was deserted, but it was on fire. That makes any sense. So then I had to jump a couple fences to get to the freeway to get to the cop car. So then I jumped the first fence like a Mexican. you know, pretty fast and quick. But then it was a second fence that caught me, man. So when I went, like, the second fence was like flimsy.
Bless you.
So then when I went to go jump that second fence, it was so flimsy. I had to kind of trip myself over that. By the time I jumped off, like, the edge of the fence, like, literally cut my leg and my ass. So now I'm burnt up. There's ash all over my body. The fence snatches my leg. Part of my butt takes a bone. So now I'm bleeding. I'm missing a pant leg. I got shirt on,
bro.
No shoes. And then I go and I start running faster to the cop car. And as soon as I get close to the cop car, the freaking cop car leaves.
No.
It leaves, man. Middle of the freeway, just leaves. They ain't seen me. So then as soon as the cop car left, there's a big old semi coming. It looked like a semi. And as it got closer, man, it was an actual fire truck. So the fire truck, they saw me.
Damn.
They looked at me like, hey, man, he's like, you're lucky to be alive, man. So I got rescued. I lost my Olympic gold medal in the process. I lost my Olympic ring in the process. But I didn't lose my spirit in that process. And here I am today as a triple C.
Let's go.
What's harder? Defending your title as many times as you did, or running from a brush fire?
Like, I think the hardest thing of probably trying to, but when I argue with my girl, man, that's the hardest shit I've ever done.
That's
you
crazy.
Know what I'm saying?
I heard the Olympic Committee makes it difficult to replace the medal, right? Because you can't just like buy a new one. It needs to be.
No, you can't, man. So there's a whole process, man. It's crazy because I've been so busy that I haven't even had a chance to do that. But now that I have time, I'm gonna speak to them and get my replica. So it's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate, but I'm lucky to be alive, man. I'm here to kind of share that story, man. And it's pretty cool because you feel these emotions, like being scared, like hyperventilating, that you feel these emotions, man, that you never thought your body would be able to feel, man.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I take from it too. It's a cool experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate that you had to be pushed to that place, but at least now you know what it's like should it ever happen again.
Oh, man, I'm the first one out, dude.
I got you. Well, so, all right, so now that you're retired and you're surviving brush fires and you've had this extensive life and experience behind you, are you gonna coach as well as the real estate stuff? Because that seems like a pretty natural path for fighters after they retire.
Yeah, no, not really, man. I think I'll always help out. I think I'll always be part of wrestling because of what the sport has done for me. But I really don't. I really don't see myself being involved in either. You know, I'll always be a fan of MMA and wrestling, mm-hmm. but I just don't see myself like being a coach, man. Because it's not my passion, bro. And the reason why I'm going to say that, Logan, is because I know what it takes. I know what it takes to be the best in the world, man. And if I can't get that from somebody, if I can't have a bunch of unicorns, guys that are just elite and understand that they're going to listen, then don't waste my damn time, dude. You know, and I've always been like that. So wrestling or MMA, I don't see a commitment with people. And I think I'll lose my patience, man.
Got you. All right, last question I want to ask. Who you got your eyes on in the UFC?
Valentina Shevchenko.
What weight class is that?
125. That's a female fighter. I'm looking to become the first intergender.
God.
World champion. This is territory. I don't know if you can say that.
He can. We just can't comment.
Right. No comment.
Honestly, if there's one fight, Logan, that really, you know, that'll wake me up, that'll be worth it for me to be like, hey, man, I'm going to put my credentials on the line for somebody.
Yeah.
It'd be fighting Alexander Volkanovski at 145 pounds to make it C4.
That'd be crazy. Who's the bad?
What do you think?
I'm in. I'll buy that fight twice.
Since you don't like the intergender idea.
Wait, can you ask him? Can you ask him the most important question before we leave? The one I told you to ask him.
Are you wearing underwear?
Nope, not that one.
Which one? Which one?
It's about moderate speed burger chains.
Oh, final question. If you had to rate the following moderate speed burger chains, there's four of them, from your least favorite to most favorite: Whataburger, In-N-Out, Five Guys, and Shake Shack. What's your order?
Oh my God! Like from least to greatest?
Yes.
Oh God, this is so scary.
What was it again?
Whataburger, In-N-Out, Five Guys, and Shake Shack.
Yeah. Honestly, I would have it just like that. Whataburger, In-N-Out.
Yes.
Wait.
Five Guys and Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Oh, you're the exact same way I put it.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Thank you,
Henry Cejudo. You're a fucking saint. And now I do think you could be Ryan Garcia. Holy shit! You're amazing.
No problem, guys. Thank you for having me on your show.
Of course, brother.
Logan, you're a good ambassador for what you've done in wrestling too, man. And keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you, brother. Likewise. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, guys. You got to take it easy.
Hey.
We'll see you out.
Peace, homie. I want him back. He's awesome. Get him back in the UFC.
Damn, I do have to take the L on this one. Ryan Garcia, 156. Cejudo, 135. So I was making this big stink about Garcia not being big enough, but evidently Garcia's a pretty big dude.
It's so crazy because you know him personally very well, but he's been here so many times.
You know what it is? Like being like a bigger person.
You don't acknowledge people who are shorter than you.
It's not acknowledging. It's like I kind of just like, and I know you'd absolutely murder me with the one hand tied behind his back. I just, what's that?
5'10",
156.
Oh, you go fight Danny.
Ryan Garcia.
Ryan Garcia. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah, so Henry Cejudo, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was amazing. What else? What else you got going
on? All right, so that was a guest that we had on. Who is the next guest that you want to see on the podcast?
Drake.
Dave Bautista. Bro, I love Dave Bautista. I DM'd him, actually. Oh, this was a big deal. I DM'd him, and he said he was down to come on.
That's another MMA fighter?
No, you don't. Wait, what?
Oh, he's a comedian. He started In-N-Out.
Mark, I'm gonna. He founded In-N-Out.
And he's the motivational speaker. He's Tony Robbins' guy.
I said, Bautista, massive fan, extending the invitation to come on our podcast, shoot the shit, and promote My Spy or anything else you're working on. Number one podcast in the world, and that's facts.
Nice.
Said, appreciate, homie. Rather just shoot the shit than promote anything. I'm stuck up in Toronto for a while, but keep me in mind for a slot. Huh. Yeah, I'm just a big fan, dude. I like when people can evolve and adapt very strategically, and going from WWE star, similar to The Rock, actually, to like quite literally being an Avenger, that's awesome to me.
Oh, he's an actor.
Is he an Avenger? He's in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
All right, they are Avengers, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're officially on the team.
I think they are.
We could find out. I'm not that tight on the.
This is actually a big fucking deal. Are the Guardians of the Galaxy Avengers? Technically speaking, the Guardians of the Galaxy are not in the Avengers.
Damn, we're just mistakes. This whole show is mistakes.
However, when Captain America said Avengers assemble, they assembled.
They assembled. we'll give them a pass, right? Like they get the card, but they have to refund the subscription at the end of the year or resubscribe at the end of the year.
Is Dave Bautista from Toronto? Is that why? I don't know.
He's probably shooting a movie.
Because I said Drake. That's funny. Two guys.
You want Drake
six
on the podcast?
I love that, dude.
I don't know if we could handle it.
We can handle it. We can handle anything.
I just don't picture Drake driving to Encino and coming in like a garage of
Air Drake.
He just got his new palace in Toronto. Have you seen his house?
It's crazy. It's absolutely fucking insane.
You should
actually
pull
that
up. That thing's a work of art. It is a castle that was designed for complete luxury.
It was built just for him. Like he had a.
There's a couple videos. I've been watching the...
so it's literally a palace.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah, there's like a full... I don't know if it's Olympic-sized swimming pool.
$100 million.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's wild. They did a Rap Radar podcast from the inside. There's a couple...
Oh, that was beautiful.
A couple videos of him walking around.
I don't know. I don't know if I could live in a house like this, like a castle. What is this style of architecture called?
It looks like deco?
Like,
is it...
Unknown.
I don't know.
Still got to learn.
It's big baller shit. It's the thing that makes you remember that there's levels to this.
They had to get a specific petition from the city to raise the walls on the outside, so the walls are taller than most walls in the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah. Like some crazy stuff, man.
Actually, you know what we're going to have on? Rich the Kid. Because he's in a big beef with 6ix9ine right now.
Oh.
Let's have Rich the Kid on.
Is he?
Yeah, we could get Rich the Kid on.
Right.
Because our barber cuts his hair.
Really?
Yeah.
And BB the DP again. He works with him all the time. He's just shooting a music video with him.
he can come on and talk shit, and then 6ix9ine come on after. And I said I wouldn't be here for that show, and now I feel like I have to fucking stick to that.
I can't believe what happened to this 6ix9ine thing. We talk about it, but I keep thinking about how, like, the trade off of having that much clout to not being able to live like a full life. I don't know, man.
Bro, he can't even donate.
Oh my God, that's right. His $200,000 donation
rejected to No Kid Hungry.
And then he tried to like shame them on his Instagram, which I actually had a comment drawn up, and I was gonna post it, and I was gonna say, like, dude, coming from someone who's done some fuck shit,
you
trying
it.
To donate to a charity, and then them refusing your donation. And you calling them out and shaming them for refusing your donation does not make you a good guy. Yeah. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Like, you, how can he not understand the fact that this charity does not want to take his, like, scum money?
Well, listen, there's two parts of this conversation. There's a brand play on the part of No Kid Hungry when they say, yo, listen, we don't want money that could have potentially come from a shitty place. Mm-hmm. And then there's the people that are saying, okay, so you'd rather see kids go hungry as a result of not accepting that donation. The issue is, in this situation, this was a brand play on 6ix9ine's part too. You think why was he donating $200,000? Because he's a nice guy? Because he's a really nice guy?
No.
And he really wants, he was doing it to start to rebuild his character.
But what if it was also a counter clout play by No Kid Hungry?
Oh, to gain Instagram followers?
They said, we don't want your money because they knew it would blow up. And now they got the promotion.
And now they're doing brand deals. 6ix9ine
said, what if someone else donates the 200K? What if we do it? They probably wouldn't accept our shit either, but
yeah, they would. I just put out a book about addiction and shit. They'll take it.
True. 6ix9ine said, bitch, I am clout. No Kid Hungry is clout. In fact, I think they got it backwards. But this is like, you can't just throw money at your problems all the time. You do this.
Yeah, I like to.
You do this. But you do it to Danny.
Yeah. But she loves it, though. If the person loves it, then it's fine. Like, I need this thing done. Here's $20. And they're like, okay, like, it's an easy thing. I just don't feel like fucking doing it.
Oh, 20 bucks?
Yeah.
Danny, what's the lowest amount of money Mike's paid you to do a menial task?
Probably $1.50.
For you what? Told me for God blessed America.
So ready for this? Like, what is it?
Let me get this straight. The following sentence exited your mouth. Danny, I'll pay you $1.50 if you run upstairs and get my phone.
Yeah.
And cool. Then the transaction occurred.
Well, there's actually one step that you missed. I ask her for the price. So I say, I need my phone from upstairs and I can't get it right now. I'm on a call or whatever. And I ask her what her proposal is for the task. And then I usually double it. She's like, I'll do that for 75 cents. I'll give you $2. And nice. Then she goes up, she gets it, and I bet more $2. Simple. She racks up all these simple things. Yeah, it's a really brotherly
calculation. He's trying to do this to me.
I got to pay much more.
Logan,
bro.
I'll pay you $1,500 if you give me the snacks from the cupboard. Okay, so simple calculation, $1.50 to go upstairs takes about a minute. That's $90 an hour.
That's what I'm saying.
Technically, it's a good deal.
That's what I'm saying.
She does two of those. She buys her Starbucks in the
morning. No shame in my game, bro. I just can't. I can't go up those stairs. I'm too old. I'm too fucking old. I got all kinds of shit here, man. Do guys suck at romance?
Not all guys.
Not all guys. Are they as good as girls? Here's why I ask. Last night, my girlfriend said to me, babe, I'm going to get my period soon. And I really want chocolate. And I know what kind of chocolate she likes. She likes Lindt with a touch of sea salt chocolate. And they're like $6 a pop. Dude. It's pretty, Lindt. There's a D.
Is that the brand?
Brand.
Okay.
And she watched my location, which, you know, she does, as you know. She just sits at her house and just watches my dot move
She's
around. That's
Sims.
What she does. I'm her sim.
Yeah.
I'm her sim and her sim. Both. And she watched my location. She watched me drive to 3 different places. And she knew that I stopped at different places on a mission to get her chocolate. And when I showed up, it wasn't with one Lindt chocolate bar. It was with 6. And when I tell you, there's no better way to change the mood in a one-on-one love relationship than doing a kind deed.
Oh, yeah, good thing.
Bro, this girl was in fucking go mode, bro, for the rest of the night. Like I couldn't even just keep the fish off my rod.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm sorry. I needed some sort of like way to do that. But Like, should I be doing more? Yes, probably.
I mean, that's a nice gesture, dude. That's a phenomenal gesture. Okay, you drove to three stores to buy chocolate? Why?
But I didn't.
Why not just one?
Hold it, because the other ones were out or closed. But the thing is there are guys and girls watching this right now that are like, is this kid serious? Is Logan serious for even saying this? Guys, you said even David, the Austrian German guy that lives here, he's been putting together picnics for his girlfriend with whole surprises that have fine jewelry involved.
Is David a secret simp?
Well, no, but it's not a simp. It's,
hold on, it's not, a second.
And it's not a simp. It's like a chivalry.
Yes.
I think there's a cap. I think there's a cap when you go from good, nice, sweet, caring boyfriend to simp. I think you can still be a simp in a relationship. If your man's is whipped, which David is not,
Here's what I see David doing. I see David as creating an experience for his girlfriend.
He likes
to create a scene, likes to create a moment, a good memory. He's a photographer.
Coming from a place of inadequacy because I know how much better Dave is at this than me.
Same, dude.
And it's unfortunate because your question, do guys suck at romance? And you ask, like, is romance on the woman or the man? To me, when I hear romance, I picture it has a man's responsibility. 100%. Activate. 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Rose petals, the wine, the candles. I walk off two podcasts, night shift, editing. Me and you very similar. Start at 8 a.m. and at 10 p.m. And it's like, what can I muster up in the 10 minutes before my girlfriend gets here to make it seem like I've done anything here? And the candy bars were great, I guess. I'll speak for myself. I've done such a good job of setting the bar so low for myself in the courting process, where it was just like, hey, Mike, you haven't called me in 7 days and you're courting me. What's good? That now when I provide a candy bar, it's fireworks, which is, I like where I'm at right now because, dude, if I fly her to Paris, it's a wrap, bro. Like, if we go to Paris and are eating baguettes under the Eiffel Tower, it's a wrap, bro. And that will happen. That will happen, Amara Maple.
So, Mike, maybe a better question would be, are men less considerate than women in a relationship?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
Also, does it have to be blue and pink? You know?
Black and white? Yeah, it goes both ways.
You know?
For sure.
It's not for everyone. Not everyone wants to be a romantic person.
I like it. I love the idea of my partner making me want to do nice things for them.
Yes. Give and take.
This is crazy.
Are we becoming, is this the beginning of the Wally life? When I want something, it's right next door. I see the McDonald's I want a coffee from. I call Postmates. Call them up. Bring them over. And I just see myself sitting there like that. The fat people. The fat people in the tube.
Yep.
Floating around in the chairs.
The first time I watched this movie, I was in art class. And I remember seeing this scene about the fat people in the chairs getting everything they need and everything done by the floating screen in front of them and thinking, I know I'm 13 years old, but this will happen.
We gotta watch this movie again. This movie is phenomenal.
It's one of the best movies ever.
Incredible movie, dude. They lose their bone structure and density.
They're just jello
humans. And I can relate to that. When I need a coffee, but you're going to go downstairs and get in a car. I call some guy and he shows up at the door like a magician with coffees for me. Instead of $4, it costs $26. It's the dumbest shit ever.
You know how like big bosses or like CEOs, they have people do things for them, right?
Yeah.
Does this Postmate society give everyone the opportunity to have people acting as agents for them?
Wow.
Meaning that they could spend more time on the things they love and less time on
Interesting question, Mac. Because it's almost like, yo, is it really just laziness or is it giving someone a little bit of a feeling of power? Yo, I'm gonna have my like you could be semi broke and once a week just to treat yourself and be the big boss. I'm gonna have my Postmates man bring me my coffee now. And then go back to living in a refrigerator box. Who knows? Mm. But you could be that boss.
Yeah.
I never thought of it as a power, a sadomasochistic play.
And it's also,
is Postmates an app that supports S&M?
Probably so, not.
You could consider that.
It might some way find its way to help, but probably not. Also, you know, the cost saving of getting in the car, driving down the street to a Starbucks, you know, is it worth it for the $2.50 that you pay extra on top of ordering your coffee in the morning to have someone else go get it? Or do you get in the car that you pay car insurance for and put gas into and possibly get into an accident and all those factors? So you're just having someone else handle all the bullshit.
You have interesting ways of looking at things. You really do.
He does.
Small people take shots at you. They're not on your level.
Like when they internet shoot
people.
Basketball.
Basketball. People that you shouldn't be paying attention to, but they gnaw at you. They hate you. They talk shit constantly on their shows, on social media.
I say this. I've said this before.
What do you do?
Is this our conversation we had this morning?
How long do you take it before you fire back? I got this one guy, and I'm obviously not going to say anything about him, but he is obsessed with me. He loves me. He worships me. Every show he makes has to mention me. And he comments on my Instagram pictures, barf faces of me and my girlfriend. And he's obsessed. He's like a stalker, bro. He has to know what's going on in the life of Big Mike, and his videos get his 8,000 views and 6,000 views. And I just always say to myself, like, why? Jay-Z said in a song, a wise man told me don't argue with fools. Because people from a distance can't tell who is who. So if you argue with a fool, you're just as bad as them, because you're standing there arguing with a fucking dumbass.
You are, bro. When an ant crawls on a wolf's leg, do you think the wolf minds?
No.
Do you think he pays attention? No. He doesn't care. He continues being a fucking wolf. And eventually the ant is going to die. And guess what? The wolf's still going to be a badass wolf.
And then pee on him.
And then.
And the ant.
That's true.
Because that's what the wolf would do.
The wolf would pee on the ant
for sure
after he falls off his leg. I'm sticking to this. You taught me this, and I've said this before. You taught me that early.
You asked me about some of these people, and I know
I
love you as a friend, but every time you do it, I go, Mike, please come to me with real problems.
He won't even address me asking.
And I snap at him. I'm like, what the fuck? You just stop wasting your breath for your sake.
Yeah.
And then you know, I said, address. Come to me with some real problems, and then he does. This morning he was out of toilet paper. I gave him some good advice. Use your hand.
Which was great, and it worked.
That's a real problem.
I still haven't washed it.
Wait, these Jell-O people? I just want to say something.
Yeah, sure.
Because speaking of like Jell-O, Evan told me something last night that I found fascinating. Certain foods make him gag. Like, he can't eat certain foods because of the mouthfeel, the texture.
Oh,
what are they?
I can't eat pudding.
This is a thing?
I can't eat mushrooms.
Shut up.
Consistency. Yeah. It's consistency. It's a big thing. Wait, so everybody watching this.
Mushrooms I get.
Yeah.
Why can't you eat pudding?
Texture. Like, just it's in my mouth, it feels like it's suffocating me.
Okay, so Evan was iterating the same thing. Mm-hmm. But he said pudding, Jell-O. It was pudding, Jell-O, yogurt.
Cottage cheese, probably.
Oh.
He made it seem like it chokes him, and he won't eat it for that reason. I found this fascinating. The texture of foods doesn't allow you to eat said food. But he said he can eat mashed potatoes, and he himself wonders why mashed potatoes have the little asterisks.
Warmth.
Mashed potatoes are a hard food to hate. Yeah. And that comes from someone who thoroughly dislikes mashed potatoes. And I've taken a lot of heat for that my whole life. I used to get bullied on the playground because of it. I'm not kidding. I just never liked mashed potatoes. What? I think it, and I hate to say this because my mom did really great in life, and I think kind of, and you know, like never gave up on me.
Oh, nice.
But mom, and I know you're watching this because you said I said fuck too many times yesterday, and I did. Your mashed potatoes are fucking mediocre. I don't know how to say it. She knows this. Yeah. It's the one food she makes because she's a great cook. It's the one food she makes. She doesn't put any kind of like.
Wait, it's hard to make bad mashed potatoes. It is. It really is.
You made mashed potatoes?
They have packets and boxes. They're very easy.
But that's why she does the potatoes, blends them. She's a real cook. Okay. My mom is an A1 cook, A1 chef at everything. She makes. She has cream puff recipes in magazines. But her mashed potatoes are simply potatoes mashed. That's it. And so when I eat them, it they're not that great. And I fell in love with a kid. As a kid with friend, I fell in love with a kid.
Epstein doc is out now on Netflix. Speaking of falling in love with kids,
I fell in love as a kid with French fries, and that is why In-N-Out is rated at the bottom of my mind.
Who's got the best fries?
Five guys. Cajun fries.
Game over.
That's the best fry on the planet. I'll say it.
I got other things you told me to bring things today.
Yeah, I like these.
There's a doc there's a doc on Netflix right now called Have a Good Trip.
Is it about acid?
It is an hour and a half movie interviewing celebrities about their experiences with acid mushrooms, and mescaline and shit like that.
Wow.
They got so many people. They got everybody from Anthony Bourdain and ASAP Rocky, like all over the place. They even got Susan Sarandon, but they couldn't get permission from her to use it. They got Ozzy Osbourne. He didn't give him permission, so those people didn't make it. But Ozzy, this guy...
Why would he say no?
He said no because he didn't like the idea of being in a drug movie. Just it's strictly about LSD mushrooms. And I really want to watch it. Even as someone in recovery, I'm still... mystified by psychedelics. I always will be.
Fascinating.
We could probably learn a lot about Uncle Tim in that one.
Tim Leary.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Yep. Traffic's back.
Is it?
Yep. How long do we let traffic dictate our movement? We have a problem in the city and like other cities in the world that tells me when I can and can't go places. What the fuck?
That's the one thing quarantine's actually been nice for is I know my drives are going to be max 30 minutes to most places. Yeah. And LA traffic is some of the worst in the world. And it takes like hours to get home sometimes. Is that what you're saying? It's back like that?
I was trying to get home today because every time I leave somewhere with the desire to pee, which as you know is always,
often, yeah.
I always say to myself, you got it, man. You could hold it till you get to the next place. I'm wrong every time. I can't hold it. I can't. I really got
to
go.
Have you ever had to pull over on the side of the highway and pee?
I just did it today on the way to the house.
You're lying.
I'm dead serious. Mm-hmm. I pulled over and I found a little crevice and I peed. And by the way, in this little crevice on the side of the highway, there was black gloves, duct tape.
You're lying.
Dead
You're lying.
Serious. Oh, and I was and I was peeing on it. I was peeing on black gloves, duct tape, so a little pearl.
You tampered with murder, everyone.
I could have potentially fucked myself. I could have potentially just pissed on the rest of my life right there.
You just literally put your DNA on
We've got Mike's DNA in the crevice of this highway.
And his getaway car.
You're smart. This is some sort of alibi, huh? This is your alibi. And so we can say like, no, he told us that he just peed on the gloves.
Oh, no.
Wow, that's crazy. Sometimes you can't hold it. It is one of the worst feelings in the world when you know you're going to explode and you're stuck in traffic and you can't get out. And one time I had to pull over. I didn't have the luxury of going into a little like wooded crevice.
Yeah.
I had to go straight up side of the highway, not even a shoulder, dude.
Oh, shit.
The small side.
Yeah.
Pull up because it was. I thought I was going to explode.
Yeah.
Like really, really explode.
That's how I felt today. Like actually lose all consistency as a human and urine just shoots out in all directions.
I'm not excited to not being able to control
my urine.
Like when I'm older.
You have a
bleak
bladder too.
I have a massive bladder. Yeah, I actually have a pet peeve of when people have to pee often.
I know all about it.
Pet peeve.
You hate it.
I just don't get it. Like you just peed, we left, and not 30 minutes later, I have someone telling me, can we pull over? I have to pee. This is the look you get from me.
My favorite thing about Logan and something that I've had to come to terms with is how he doesn't get things that are so cliche to not get. Let me bring it to another one, but like the ability to not pee. Like, I don't know why I always have to pee. But like, it's not, I don't get it and you don't get it either. But it's like one of those things where it's like, I love how you get mad about it. You're like, why do you have to pee? I'm like, I don't know. Do you think I'm happy about this? I gotta fucking pee, bro.
No, because I just don't think you do.
Well, I mean,
your body isn't his body.
No, but that's the empathy conversation I'm trying to have here. But I think he may have a point. Maybe he's teaching me that I don't have to pee. But I think that listening to him on this one could end up in a wet situation for me.
There's only one way to find out. Bro.
I listened to Next Logan. Time. He told me I didn't have to pee and I pissed all over myself.
Bro, I would love to see you pee your pants. That would be really funny. I'm just thinking about, I don't know if I could say
what
this.
What if it's in your car?
Josie told me she has a problem with pants peeing.
Well, some girls do. When she's drunk?
She said sometimes she laughs so hard that she can't control it.
It happens.
I didn't know this was a thing either.
It happens.
You laugh so hard that your bladder just implodes.
Think of the old saying, I pissed my pants laughing. It's like people say it, I was laughing so hard I pissed my pants. And usually you're just saying it, but some people clearly just actually urinate.
But what happens? Is there like a link between how hard you're laughing and a cap on your bladder? Like what happens?
You know,
it's a muscle control thing. So babies can't control their muscles.
That's why they pee their pants.
Exactly.
And I've told you in the past that Josie is kind of a baby in the relationship. And that's why she pees her pants so much.
She's gonna kill you.
Last thing on my list. Somebody asked me today, where next? And I love that question. I know people have asked you that question after your boxing matches, after so many things. After you publish this book, where next? As is evidenced by my vlog series and by my conversation on the show, I'm in love with one thing in this world more than anything else. Food.
Mm.
I love food. It makes my world go round. Being an ex-drug addict, being someone who likes to travel and loves food, I would like to take over for Anthony Bourdain on No Reservations.
Wow.
I would like to be the new host of No Reservations. My mother said to me, but you know food, but you kind of don't know food. And Anthony Bourdain was a fucking expert, bro. Mm.
He's a chef, yeah?
Yeah, he was.
And so starting today, I'm going to start studying food a little bit more.
You're lying.
Yeah. And I want to learn a little bit more about the creation, where stuff comes from. I do decent with it, but I need to learn a lot more.
You
and
could
maybe
talk
in 10
well.
Years.
You could talk well and you can describe things well. Yeah. So I think as long as you're able to taste the food and know what flavors and textures you're getting into and why it was cooked some way, you could really do a good job with that.
You know food like that? Like sweet, salty, savory.
He's good, man. He orders all
flavors,
the
herbs.
So here's the thing. I can call some of them out now, but remember when you found out you loved fighting, like mm-hmm, boxing? Mm-hmm. You didn't know fighting,
yeah,
but you loved it enough to know that you would be good at knowing it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, yo, I love this so much that this could be my craft. Mm. And I look at food like that, bro. I literally love food. It makes me so happy and feel so fulfilled. So we'll see.
Cute cakes coming soon.
Cute cakes.
Yeah. What's your guilty pleasure?
Probably, I was going to say, nah. My knee-jerk reaction, like, before you even finished that sentence was jerking off upside down as, like, a joke. But it wasn't funny. That's why I didn't say it. And now that me explaining is almost even worse.
So is it something that you've done?
No. That's the worst part. I've never even done it. That's why it wasn't. There's no truth to it. There's no authenticity.
What I actually have written here is, what's your silent obsession? So like that, maybe that'd be
it. Now it has to be quiet. Owls.
It doesn't have to be silent. You just don't talk about it. It's kind of like guilty pleasure.
Oh, silence on your side.
Oh, silent obsession. That's a good question, Mark.
I got. Please don't call him Mark.
Sorry, Mark.
But one of mine is a large chunk, like a really big chunk of well-breaded and well-lubed up buffalo chicken. Like a big buffalo chicken patty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just covered in buffalo chicken with the blue cheese or ranch, if you're a ranch person, on the side. That's one of them. I think black Labrador puppies are great.
Mm.
I love a three-quarter stuffed pillow that's still cool at the top. When you lay down, it's still cool to the touch.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody likes, you know, or could possibly dislike going up or down on elevators. On elevators, just going up and down in big elevators, high rise.
That freaks some people out.
Yeah,
there's been some horrifying elevator accidents. What?
I don't know. I'm just sorry. I can't. I just makes that makes me sad, but laughing sad.
Mike, there was
it's
a woman.
Such a great thing. You go so
who got severed in half.
I saw that. God dang it.
She got severed in half because the elevator dropped.
Bing.
There were people in that elevator. Do you know how long it took the paramedics to arrive to get the people who were alive out of the elevator with a half body? So I'm gonna have to say no on the last one. Okay, maybe personally, all right.
Universally,
but
no.
But universally, probably not.
It's his.
Escalators? That's fine.
No. Quick.
No,
There's
some people
that's just the thing you
me?
Like. What do you like go to and you're like, I need to do this?
Disc golf for me.
Yeah.
I want to throw a frisbee into a little hut. I want to throw a frisbee.
I told you, and this is such a sad thing for me. The week leading into your birthday when I was thinking about the shrimp, I told you that I was going to get you the disc golf game.
Danny, you remember this. And I said, should I just get him the disc golf game instead of the shrimp? And it was this beautiful $150 chained up disc golf. And mother freaking Amazon pandemic delay couldn't get it to me on time. So I bought him a piece of shit reptile shrimp fish. And he almost killed me. He wanted to shoot me in the face because of it.
Yeah, I love disc golf, man. The way the frisbees fly through the air and hit the chain link cut.
What about you, Max? Yeah. Mine is making jewelry for women.
Ah.
I love you done that?
Yeah. I have a couple. I have a pair of owl feather earrings I've made, blue jay feather earrings.
Where do you get necklaces. The feathers?
I find them on the ground.
You find owl feathers on the ground?
I was in Michigan. I found these owl feathers, gave them to my friend Aaron. Beautiful earrings. Handcrafted.
There's some on the spinner van if you want from when the owl hit it.
Oh, I saw that. I don't want to use those. These are like the nice plumage ones.
They those ones really are nice. Good.
Can I replace the elevator just with a fresh glass of pink lemonade and this and the mixture of the smell of freshly cut grass and lavender? I've told you guys that I enjoy lavender. So just like those. Yeah. Take the elevator, the half woman out of the equation. That should have never happened. I feel bad.
Wait, was that a Houdini trick or was that?
No, it really happened, bro. Oh. She got fucking sliced, bro.
So now, Mike, your marginalized people are.
Oh my God. Yes. Add him to the list.
God. All right. So, Mike, we've been collecting a list of really extremely marginalized people that have canceled Mike.
People that have been cut in half by elevators, one.
Yep. People who have been abducted by monkeys. And people who have women Barbie vaginas.
No holes.
And eventually, so that's three. Eventually, there's going to be a handful of these people who are going to come after you, Mike. So just be careful because your marginalized groups are getting macro in numbers.
I also feel like great grandmothers that have been abducted by aliens should be a part of that too. Because I discounted Max's story about his great. Was it your great aunt?
Great grandma.
Yeah, so like great. If you great, that's another one. You should be writing.
People are
down.
Dying to hear this.
Hey, yeah, wait. I thought this was a joke.
Me
the whole
too,
time.
And that's why we interrupted him. I thought he was fucking around.
You wait. Your mom's mom?
My mom's grandma.
Okay,
Grandma Helen.
So your great grandma.
Yeah.
She's still alive?
No, she passed.
Okay, and she's been abducted by aliens.
According to legend, yeah, she lived in Pennsylvania in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And her claim was that at some point in her life, she had been abducted by aliens. I don't know all of the story. I have to really get some more information on that. But, yeah, she was abducted. And what that means for me is that if someone in your family gets abducted by aliens in your lineage, they are absolutely injected with DNA. Okay. Without a doubt. They took something and they injected it in her, which means,
obviously,
as people in my family get born, they're part alien. So I'm technically like one, I think it's like 216th alien.
So your pilgrimage wasn't to Plymouth Rock. It was to Earth another planet. Yeah,
of course.
You're an alien pilgrim. I don't doubt that. And sorry to all the people that we cut off that beautiful story because I honestly didn't think you were serious that first time.
I still don't. I mean, what's good, Mac? You can't just, no details?
I mean, they've been kind of locked up by the government for a long time. So I'm trying to.
I believe him. I'm sorry. I have to.
Yeah, but what about your grandmother? She didn't.
Well, there's a reason why she passed away.
Old age, disease, natural illness, cause?
Anal probe?
No, it's, kind of just happened. Slowly, but yeah, she passed away. I think it might have been a government ploy to silence her.
Oh my God.
It's tricky. For any aliens watching this podcast, and I know you do, feel free to come down. Like, we're ready. Just come.
In that way.
Not.
Or. You've specifically said that if it means you get a ride to like another solar system, that your anus is open for business.
Most things are open to for business. Like, if the aliens need a limb, a strong opinion, a couple teeth to fuel their spaceship back to their home planet, take mine. I'm serious. Take mine.
Okay.
Don't kill me. That'd be fucked up. But take what you need from me.
But what do you get out of it?
A ride to
Xenon. You go. Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Remember Xenon, Girl of 21st Century? Disney Channel movie. She was bad.
She's bad. Yeah. Alien bitches are bad. But I have a girlfriend now. I'm not interested in no interstellar bullshit.
Wait, hold on a second. We've not talked yet about interplanetary cheating. Is that because there's a lot of? We shouldn't get into this today because I know he's moving towards a rap here, but
interplanetary cheating, no way. Interdimensional cheating, that's where lines get blurred.
Some people have a zip code rule. It was in the movie Role Models that Sean Michael, whatever that dude's name was. Is that it? Was not allowed to cheat on his girlfriend in the 902 area code. But when he goes out, he's free to move about the cabin.
I don't think that works.
I know, but everybody has a different, and some people give hall passes for celebrities.
If my girl fell in love with an alien, like really in love, and they had some sort of affair, I don't know if I could be that mad at her. I really, especially if they're more advanced than us. If this alien is a G and he deserves a queen, and he could provide for her better than me, sure.
You're not going down easy. I hope not.
I'm trying to fight him, but given my past, I probably lose.
Or at least get a draw. let me say something on this. I like to believe, just like any other guy should believe, that they have the hottest girl in the fucking world. If you put me in front of that blue woman from X-Men.
That's
you know Nemo who I'm talking about? The blue lake.
Mystique.
Put me in front of Mystique. And not the actress who plays her, but the one that's able to shapeshift into a scientist at the lab that they're trying to save Magneto, or whatever his name is, Magneto, or they would try to kill.
Mystique can change into anyone.
Please pull
her
up. Please pull her up.
So are you cheating with the blue Mystique?
Blue Mystique. Dude, she, come on.
Yeah, see
dude.
That's tricky. I probably still wouldn't because she's blue and has scales, but I do hear your point.
Cause here's the biggest question. Are these people, whether they're aliens, mutants, robots from the future, whatever, are they able to do things to please you in a way that no human can? Like, is she able to insert a blue tentacle into your brain stem and make you feel the most furious orgasm that is worth 100 years of orgasms in one sitting? Yes, she is. Why do you think she's friends with Magneto? He can't even get his dick hard. He's 90. But she inserts her vagina into his brain stem and makes him hard like Blue Chew. Why do you think she's blue? Why do you think she's blue?
That's incredible.
Yeah, dude.
That's amazing. Yeah. I think we end there. Thanks for watching this episode of Impulsive. It is weird. Quarantine's weird. We got 3 more months, I guess, in LA County. So we'll be here more. Subscribe. See you next time.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.